Hey, I'm Zale, host of Preconceived, a podcast that challenges the preconceptions that shape how we view the world. Preconceived examines both our approach to major life choices, but also our perspectives on issues to which we may have been overly conditioned towards certain opinions. Each episode features a different topic, with experts, researchers, and luminaries in their respective fields. We think you will especially enjoy recent episodes on polyamory, regretting parenthood, dopamine nation, and myths of the beauty industry. Find Preconceived wherever you get your podcasts.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
All right, well, here we are, and we don't have a guest.
It's just you and me.
It's just you and I.
How sweet.
It's been so long since we did one of these, like, just host-only episodes, and very excited to get into it. You prepped some stuff for this.
Well, yeah. I mean, luckily, it popped right up on my feed immediately last week when I was like, what's interesting out there in the world of the new science of sex.
Sexuality.
Mm-hmm. And I was very pleased to see it came from our very own CBC.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Yeah.
Well, here, before we get into it, I do just want to say, we are, so I don't think we've actually mentioned this, but we have, like, I guess a little announcement to make, which is that a little while back, we had a email come in.
Oh, yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to peel the curtain way back here.
Okay, let's do it. I'm so excited for this.
How hard is your heart out at 4:30?
Can you drive me to work?
Yes.
Okay, then let's roll.
All right, sweet.
Okay.
So we had an email come in. I don't know what, like,
right before Christmas.
Right before Christmas. That's right, because we saw it as like a gift from Father Christmas. Mm-hmm. And I'll say this, prior to that moment of getting the email, I had this thought in my mind where I said, maybe the podcast has come to a close.
Right.
We've been doing it for like 7 years.
Yep.
There seemed to be like a lack of like a spark of inspiration on my end, at least.
Right.
And there was like, there's a lot going on behind the scenes here at the studio outside of this podcast and like with all the other shit that's going on with Snack Labs.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm not giving it my all. I don't have the, you know, I have a certain amount of energy that I can put towards the podcast. But since you're not the most, you're not a technical person on the back end.
That is true.
And, you know, I know that there's some of the work that, like, you don't love doing.
Yeah.
On the back end.
Yeah. The work that I don't love doing, it just ends up not getting done. And right. I think that in terms of, like, the missing spark there is like sort of a, there's just that feeling of things sort of falling by the wayside that would be really exciting if they were a part of this, but you don't have the time. I don't have the skill.
Yeah.
So that's where we're at with that.
So we get this email from this lovely young woman from LA.
Our favorite city.
Named Anna. Mm-hmm. And she's in school, hoping to become, you know, a sex therapist, studying the humanities, gender studies, sexuality.
She's in it. She's deep in this subject.
And she emailed us and was like, hey, huge fan of the show. I just want to offer my time and services to just do anything to help you with the show because I love it. And we got that email and it was like from that moment up till now, kind of just fast forwarding along here.
Yeah.
We brought Anna on the team. She's fucking crushing our social media.
Loves it.
She's handling a bunch of the background stuff that like that either I don't have, you know, we don't have time for together, or the things that like make the podcast, doing the podcast a bit like more challenging than we would wish, especially with you and, you know, your work with massage and all that kind of stuff. So this announcement is just a huge gratitude bomb of love to Anna for saving the podcast, really. And that's coming from the two of us, but also I think from our listeners, because they didn't know until they now know. Now they know. And now they're also
now
grateful.
You're grateful. If you're not following us on Instagram, now there's actually a reason to. So you should pop on over there and know that if you reach out to us on Instagram, there's actually someone on the other side who's really invested and really interested in what we're doing, what you're all listening to, and improving the overall, not just the Instagram presence, but the quality of what we can bring to these recordings as well.
Yeah. So, Anna, we love you. Thank you so much for
coming on board,
saving the podcast,
saving the sinking ship, being the missing link.
Because I love doing this show. Like, you know, don't get me wrong, but this isn't our job. You know, this show, podcasting is my job, but there's a bunch of podcasts that I work on that pay my bills.
Yeah.
And this one does not.
This one's always been a labor of love.
Yeah. It's just a labor of love. And we love it and we care for it so much. And actually, in saying that, moving forward, one of the things that we talked about as a team of three, how fun is that, was that I would really love, so, you know, when Termion started, it was all like, all right, cool, like, what are you putting up your ass? You know, it was like, those are the conversations we wanted to have. And then over time, it sort of transitioned, we sort of shook things up and we went really deep into the side of relational therapy specifically, right?
Yeah. Like skills, building skills for relationships.
And I love that. Love those conversations. Would love to keep having those conversations. But something that I would love to like really dive deep, deep, deep into and put a big focus on is the side of research.
Yeah.
Which of course, Anna, that's her world.
Yeah.
And so I think, you know, what you can expect with this new sort of shift going forward is just that. So a much heavier focus on like the research side of sexuality.
Yeah.
I'm really excited for.
I am too. And I think that we've had a lot of guests in the past that I would love to see come back on now that we have Anna on board and dig, now that we have her research mind behind things, dig a little deeper with some of those guests we've had before. So that would be another great reason to reach out to us. If you're a listener and there's someone who you know we've talked to in the past that you think we could probably get some more and better information from, shoot us their name because we'll add it to the list of people we're going to reach out to again.
So with that, let's get into some research for this short host episode.
Sounds good.
Bug sex. Bug fucking.
Yeah.
And I don't mean humans fucking bugs. Or, well, actually, I don't know because I didn't watch this. You did.
No, there was definitely, there was a lot of voyeuristic sort of humans watching bugs.
Okay.
But not getting involved in the, I mean, getting involved from a scientific point of view, but no mixing of of cross genitals.
So for folks who are curious, this is coming from the CBC, The Nature of Things. Everyone loves it. Mm-hmm. Six Freaky Ways Bugs Have Sex, which is on CBC Gem that you can watch for free. If you're not in Canada, you can watch it for free if you get a VPN.
Yeah, that Oh, really? You can't watch it from free for only from here, only from Canada?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So the article that came out as like the parallel to this documentary is called The Nature of Things, Six Freaky Ways Bugs Have Sex. But the documentary itself is just called Bug Sex. So if you're looking for that.
Oh, yeah. Cool. Oh, okay. Sweet. Yeah, yeah. Sweet. Now, did you watch the doc?
I did.
Oh, okay. Cool. Sweet.
And it was perfectly silly the way that you would expect the CBC to put out a documentary about bug sex. It's 45 minutes. It's a super easy watch. You put it on the background while you're doing your charting notes, which is what I did. And every now and then you hear one of the scientists say something like very silly and very humorous, and it will make you chuckle for sure. There's a lot of laughs in
it. Cool. Well, let's, I want to go through the article. So I read through the article. It was great. And I'll go through this, and then anything that sticks out to you that you saw in the doc that, you know, wasn't a part of this, I would love to hear. But so we'll start with mating calls and musical seduction or musical seductions.
You could be talking about people there. Tell me more. What did you learn about bugs and their musical performances for the opposite?
Yeah. So you don't have headphones on, so you can't hear this, but I'm playing porn music.
Just like they do in the documentary.
Oh, nice. I wonder if they're using this royalty-free porn music I found on YouTube, which is pretty fucking sweet. I'm just going to let this roll while I'm doing this. This is great. So mating calls and musical seductions. Insects like crickets, black widow spiders as well. That blew my mind. Use sounds and vibrations to attract their mates.
Mm-hmm.
Male crickets serenade females with songs produced by rubbing their wings together. I did know that. While male black widow spiders strum females' webs to signal their intentions. These acts can range from charming melodies to loud, attention-grabbing noises, serving both to entice the potential mates and to ward off rivals. Okay, I got to stop with this fucking porn music. That's too much.
Okay.
That's
I think
cool.
You got it backwards, because I think the black widows are the females.
Oh, sorry, yes.
And the males...
No, you're right. I read males. It's females, yes.
But the males string the web to try to get the female's attention.
Yeah, okay.
But if they play a song that she doesn't like, she'll kill them.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
It is, yeah. It is. I mean, that's why they're known. That's why they use Black Widow to refer to, like, female serial killers.
It makes me think of, like groupies going to a show and they're like, I didn't like the blade paint. I don't like the fucking... I don't like that that lick the bass player just did. I'm going to go up and slit his throat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that... We're not going to repeat this behavior as humans for sure. But there's another thing I wanted to mention about the crickets, because there's these monster crickets. Did you read about those?
The spermatophore?
Okay. The spermatophore. Okay. You're getting ahead.
Okay.
Okay. There's also these monster crickets, and their song is so loud. It's like louder than what the decibel of a standard fire alarm is.
Whoa. So we're not talking like cicada kind of decibel?
No, I think they're much, much louder. And they usually find, in the documentary, you'll see them, they found this like platform. In this case, it's like the stump of a tree. Okay. And they're up on the top of this stump and they're up there making all this racket. And two things can happen. They can attract their female, or they can attract an aggressive male, at which point they fight for the stump. And then compete in that way, are competing for the female.
Very cool. Okay.
Yeah. So they're very, very loud. They're called, I think they're called monster. No, that's a different one. I can't remember. They've got some, what's the name of a word when something is transformed in a really grotesque way? What is that word for?
Mutation?
Yes. Mutant crickets. Mutant crickets.
Ew.
Yeah, and I think they're louder. Gross. I could be getting that wrong. You should watch the documentary.
Spermatophore play.
Okay.
So certain insects, such as tree crickets, prepare a gift-wrapped sperm package called a spermatophore for their mates. This process involves the male creating a spermatophore casing around his ejaculate before transferring it to a female during mating, ensuring sperm transfer in a manner akin to using a turkey baster.
Yeah, so they take it, they secrete it out in a nice little package, and then they insert it into her reproductive system while offering her simultaneously a snack of their own. They have like a little thing behind their wings, a little sack of blood and other body fluids for her to feed on while they're transferring the spermatophore over.
Oh my God.
Because if they don't do that, then she might just eat milk. The spermatophore, and then that doesn't work out for anyone.
The milkman coming to town. Gross. Turn Me On Podcast. We'll be back after this short break.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Breakfast in bed. This is kind of cute. So feeding during mating is a common strategy among insects. So some, like dance flies, present their mates with food gifts, such as dead insects during copulation.
Yep.
Others include spiders and mantises. May even offer themselves as a meal to ensure successful mating. Holy fuck. So this not only provides nourishment, but also distracts the female from potentially harmful behaviors like cannibalism.
Right. So I found that really interesting that the males can... Two things. They can tell if the female is hungry and choose to avoid that female.
Smart.
Or
evolution.
They can ensure the continuation of their line by sacrificing themselves to be eaten.
And so are they doing that because when she does give birth, she's like, I'm hungry, I need a snack, and eats the babies? Like, is the distracting them from the behavior of cannibalism? Is that like them going, okay, eat me so you don't have to eat the
little ones? If she's not hungry, then there is a chance that they can get away without being eaten. But if she is hungry, they'll feed themselves to her to avoid her looking for another mate to eat.
Oh.
So that, and somehow.
Oh, I see.
By eating them.
I got it.
She's got even more of their sperm. Right. And so she's going to have more babies, I guess, and they're going to be that line, genetic line, which is just like
anybody who doesn't believe. Like, I mean, when I say God, I don't mean like God with a capital G, like him up in the air, but like anyone who doesn't believe in God, the idea of God, like some sort of creator.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. What do you think then? What do you believe? Like, it's just, this is far too complex. This is way too complicated and complex.
Well, you ask the scientists and they do in the doc, and the scientists will be very clear. They're like, we really don't know that much.
Yeah.
About what's going on here.
We don't know anything about anything.
No.
You don't know shit.
And they know less about the female insects than they do of the male insects. Because like in human science.
Kind of like humans.
Yep. It's exactly the same.
Role reversals and displays. So unlike typical animal kingdom roles, some species like dance flies exhibit role reversals where females compete for male attention and males are the choosers. Females display physical traits such as inflated sacs. I love a good inflated sac. And bristly legs. Hey. to attract males. Everyone's got there's a pot for lid for every pot. Who then turn in their who in turn offer food gifts as part of the courtship and mating process.
Yeah,
that's all very sweet.
So the dance flies, like the female dance flies, puff out their abdomen, and wave their hairy legs around, and then the male brings them a dead bug to feast on,
right,
while they're, I guess, flying through the air copulating at the
all
same
of this,
time.
All of this is such like high potential for a super quality Rob Zombie horror film if he just swapped out the insects with humans.
Oh, yeah.
And did the same thing.
100%.
Like a really dark, fucking twisted sexual, like, ugh.
Imagine if they put some of this in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. You remember that movie?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the real lives of bugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be fucked.
Fatal attractions and self-sacrifice. So cannibalism is a notorious aspect of insect mating, which we just talked about, with species like the black widow spider and the praying mantis engaging in sexual cannibalism. Male redback spiders take this to another level by willingly sacrificing themselves to the females after mating, increasing the chances of the sperm being used for fertilization and reducing the female's likelihood of mating. So again, we kind of like just covered that.
Yeah.
And then we have the pleasure principle. Research involving fruit flies,
our favorite bug,
suggests that insects may derive pleasure from sex. Experiments show that fruit flies feel rewarded after sex, congregating under a red light trainer to trigger ejaculation. This indicates that beyond reproduction, insects might experience enjoyment from mating, with some species turning to alternative rewards like alcohol when unable to mate. Now, mm-hmm. interestingly enough, we covered a similar study on Sick Boy recently.
No way.
And it's about how male fruit flies who aren't selected for sex, right? So like the male fruit fly who just doesn't, is not that alpha, who's not like, he gets rejected all the time. The result of that is that they get depressed.
What?
And they lack the drive to survive. They lack the drive to seek the things that like allow them to succeed. They just become like sad, and they basically like their chances of dying increase dramatically. And it's all through being rejected.
Huh. Yeah. That blows my mind because I didn't think their lifespan was that long.
Well, I mean, to us, it's not long, but to them, it's a bit longer, right? But
and that's what drives them to drink.
Why lifespan? 50 days. I mean, that's,
oh wow,
you know,
okay,
yeah. So if you're getting rejected for 30 days, you got 20 days to live. Maybe you just call it quits, you know.
And that is why we find them in our beer cans and our wine glass. They love wine.
Yeah,
they love yeah. wine.
Yeah, that's yeah. So yeah, it was a article published in PLOS. Or PLOS Genetics. And the title of the article is Failure to Mate Enhances Investment in Behaviors That May Promote Mating Reward and Impairs the Ability to Cope with Stressors via Subpopulation of Neuropeptide F Receptor Neurons. So basically, they found a specific neuropeptide receptor in the bug. And when they get rejected from sexual advancements, this neuropeptide doesn't act the way that it should. And so they just start getting stressed, getting sad, and their behaviors kind of change.
Oh,
isn't that a bummer?
It is a bummer. I'm trying to like put myself in a few months from now when they're back in my windowsill.
Yeah.
And like, will I feel compassion?
Yeah. I found a photo of that they took during the study of one of the flies that they set it up. They like made this fly get rejected. It's quite fascinating. Here it is right here. You can kind of see if you look closely there, you can see there's two fruit flies banging on the bed, and then the other fruit fly rejected is on the roof watching. He's crying, and they're kinky. Like these two fruit flies, there's a bunch of like BDSM toys on the wall. There's some lube there.
Is it porn?
Yeah, actually the fly. So they're fucking to the David Cronenberg film, The Fly. With Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
So yeah, they even had porn.
Wow.
And there's a little camera. You can see they're
wow,
filming
he's
it.
Dripping.
I know he's crying.
Oh,
those
he's
are
crying.
Tears.
I see.
Yeah.
Oh, look at the clothes all strewn on the
yeah,
floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They just ripped them off.
Sexy little outfits.
Cute little fly hotel room, though.
Wow, I had no idea.
fucking so stupid. That, you know how long it took me to make that?
At least a couple of hours.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And well, on both this podcast and on Sick Boy, it was up for maybe now a maximum of.
Oh, that's nice. You got to use it twice, seconds. Though. Yeah, I understand why. Thank God. Keen
thank,
to,
yeah, thank, yeah, exactly.
You never know what's going to come around again.
Okay, so yeah, that's fun. I love this. That's that was really interesting. And if you like that kind of thing, well, you know, we'll actually be getting some people who know something about something to talk about stuff like this kind of. and I'm really excited for it. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And again, like just a huge shout out to everybody who's been listening to the podcast, whether you've been listening from the very beginning or you're a new listener who's just jumped on board. We love all of your support and it means the world to us. And again, Anna, thank you so much.
Yeah.
So sweet to have you a part of the team.
It's good to be an us of three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. This was a short one. We're keeping it brief. We'll kind of pop in every so often with these short host check-ins and I'm looking forward to 2024. Turn me on.
Yeah, absolutely. And since we are in this period of creativity and the sky's sort of the limit, it feels like with this new infusion of excitement and passion for this project that we have been kicking on. Literally today is our the day of recording this.
Oh, no
is
way.
Our 7-year anniversary of the podcast.
That's right, because we released our first episode on Valentine's Day.
That's
how about that?
Right.
Cool.
We sure did.
Sweet. Well, yeah, it's not coming out on Valentine's Day, but today was Valentine's Day when we recorded this. So anybody listening, hope you had a good... I mean, fuck Valentine's Day, though.
I have a question about Valentine's Day quickly before we sign off. I saw this on my Facebook feed. Yeah, I'm still on Facebook. And it's a
aging yourself.
Well, it's because actually like a lot of the young people in our lives are back on Facebook too. So I don't know, maybe sure. You should age yourself, but,
actually I'm trying to get away from social media entirely. So,
well, tell me what you think about this. So I follow a lot of like animal type pages, rescue pages, all that kind of stuff because of when I lost Vonnegut a few years ago. Anyway. And, there's a shelter that is
Vonnegut was our butler. for anybody who is new.
Yeah, we had to let him
go. He's the Termion studio butler.
He's terrible, actually. His fur everywhere. So the SPCA or something like that is raising money for their center by offering to write. So you pay them money and they'll write your ex's name in the cat litter. Box, and that's their fundraiser. I was just wondering what your thoughts and feeling. I mean, I don't have any animosity toward any of my exes, so I would like literally never have any interest in doing that. But and then I saw another clinic. This one's a little more aggressive, I feel like, but they're taking in rescue animals and having them neutered, which is great because we want to control the population of unhoused animals.
And then you dox your ex-partner and they go find them and neuter them?
No, you get to name the animal. You get to name the animal after your ex, after they're neutered and have them neutered.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What is with this toxic shit that a bunch of ant? What?
Yeah. Yeah. What? But this would be, you draw
my
the
thoughts
line.
Are all of it's toxic. Yeah. Like who's, you know, I don't know, man. If you're out here going, you know what? I haven't thought of so-and-so in about 3 years, but that fucker, I hate them so much. I'm going to get their name written on kitty litter or on a piece of paper to be thrown into a litter box to be shit and pissed on. It's like, yo, if that is you, how about just send your money to the place that needs the money for the pets?
Mm-hmm.
Bypass the fucking litter thing and just move on with your life. You're out. You're gone. You're out of it. You're out of it. Even if you didn't want it to end, you're out of it and that's good and you can move on and there's somebody out there that's better because they're going to love you and they care for you. So just, you know, it's not worth it. I don't know. That's my thought. That's my take.
I think that's very civilized of you. Should have expected that, but I think I was thinking back to when you used to be able to like send glitter bombs to people, like, and I feel like you were on board with that. Is that different?
That's funny.
Okay.
Don't send it to an ex. Send it to your best friend.
Oh.
Glitter bomb your friends.
Oh, that's terrible. Don't ever do that. Certainly don't.
I would
ever do
be
that
pissed,
to me.
But also I would laugh like maybe a year later. You know,
too fun.
Yeah. I don't know, man. I don't know. I've matured. Okay. Just like the podcast says.
All right. Well, happy Palentine's Day, Galentine's Day, Valentine's Day, Valentine's Day, whatever you're celebrating, or if you have already celebrated then.
Are you talking to me or the guest or the listeners?
The guest, the listeners.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Happy today. That.
Happy February.
Yeah.
Next time we talk to you, I'll be 40 years old. So
wow.
We can talk about that next time.
Wow. Yeah, right. Yeah.
And still on Facebook.
Makes sense. Adds up. Numbers add up. Okay, folks, thanks for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this. This was really fun. And we look forward to what's to come over the next few months.
Yeah.
So if you want to support the podcast, you can, our Patreon's still up and running, but you know, to be honest with you, that's one of the things, we just didn't have time to like run it. So if you want to just give us money for nothing, then you can do that. That's great. Cool. Otherwise,
for nothing.
I mean, sure. There's a bunch of back catalog stuff, but it's not being stayed up to date. Let's be honest here.
Okay.
But the Patreon does exist.
But you can also rate, review, and subscribe and follow.
That's
and
huge.
That actually makes a real big difference.
And even huger than that, just go over to our social media. Give that some love, since that's up and going again. And you know, I don't know. Like the reason we stopped with social media was because Meta just didn't like sex content. But man,
are things changing?
Well, I don't know, but like there is a lot of gratuitous sexual content on Instagram.
Like thirst trap stuff?
Yeah, a lot of like, you know, like it's a place where lots of like OnlyFans models and things like that are, you know, promoting their work and doing it in a very not Meta friendly way, and it seems that they all just seem to be existing. So I don't know. Like
they
exist,
and then they get taken down, and then they have to rebuild. So here, how about this?
Yeah, if it doesn't seem like they're being taken down as much, though. I don't know.
Also, want to support the podcast and other people. Just refrain from reporting pictures of butts on our Instagram and things like that that get us into trouble.
Sure.
You know, just don't look at it if you don't want to see it.
Yeah, and instead report the post from the SPCA that's talking about pissing on your ex.
That's bullying.
Okay. Thanks for tuning in, folks, and hope you enjoyed that, and we'll see you all next week with whatever fun content's coming your way.
Love you guys.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.